Mit großer Freude betrete ich heute zum ersten Mal seit Beginn meines Pontifikats den Boden Österreichs.
Pope Benedict there expressing his joy to be returning for the first time as pontiff to Austria, close to his native Bavaria, just across the border in Germany. The Pope arrived Friday in Vienna at the start of a three-day pilgrimage marking the 850th anniversary of the Marian Shrine of Mariazell. Veronica Scarisbrick is in Vienna with the Pope. She tells us more about the Holy Father's event-filled day.
It poured with rain and there were plenty of white umbrellas around when the notes of Austria's national anthem greeted Pope Benedict XVI, shortly after he touched down at Vienna's International Airport. An anthem, the Austrian one, to a tune of one of the Pope's favourite composers, Mozart. Surrounded by security forces, he was greeted at first by two children, and then, as protocol dictates, by the civil and church authorities, among them Austria's president, Heinz Fischer, and the Cardinal Archbishop of Vienna, Christoph Schönborn. This arrival marked a little bit of a return home, as Joseph Ratzinger grew up within walking distance from Austria. And point of fact, he used those very words himself, saying, "I feel at home in your midst."
Unter Ihnen, liebe Österreicherinnen und Österreicher, ein wenig daheim zu sein.
And his first words were dedicated to outlining the high points of his pastoral pilgrimage to Austria. Naturally having first thanked his host, President Fischer, who by the way invited his guest to consider Austria from now on as his second nation. To thank him, the Pope used one of his favourite expressions, "With joy I am now setting foot here." Joy was a sentiment also reflected in the headlines of a national newspaper on Friday, which led with a touch of humour and pride in hosting the visit of a German-speaking Pope, and which read, "Today we are the Pope," clearly words of affection towards him. But getting back to the Pope's address, he specified that this was the first time he was setting foot in Austria as Roman pontiff.
Dieser kulturelle Raum in der Mitte Europas überwindet manche Grenzen.
A nation located at the heart of Europe, one with a cultural context, reaching well beyond its borders, deeply imbued with the message of Jesus Christ, highlighting he was here to mark the 850th anniversary of the shrine at Mariazell. I visited this shrine myself earlier in the week. It's a stunning and elegant place high in the Styrian Alps, and is the most popular shrine in Central Europe, drawing not only Austrians but Slavs, Hungarians, Rom and Sinti. And Pope Benedict outlined the significance of his pilgrimage there, saying he intends it to be made together with all the pilgrims of today.
Meine Pilgerfahrt nach Mariazell verstehe ich als Mitpilgern, mit den Pilgernden unserer Zeit.
Mariazell, he said, does not only represent past centuries of history of the faith, but also looks ahead to the future, as reflected in the statue of the Blessed Mother house there, which points to the Christ child.
Mariazell steht nicht nur für eine 850-jährige Geschichte, sondern zeigt aus der Erfahrung der Geschichte und vor allem durch den mütterlichen Hinweis der Gnadenstatue auf Christus auch den Weg in die Zukunft.
Journeying as pilgrims, young people, he said in particular, have found a new way to reflect and meditate. They come to know one another and together they encounter creation and the history of faith, which they often, and perhaps unexpectedly, experience as a source of strength for the present. However, pilgrimage means more than just journeying to a shrine, Pope Benedict stressed. And it's in this spirit that I will soon lead the people in prayer in the centre of Vienna, referring to Vienna's Am Hof Square, where crowds had already gathered, watching the arrival on screens. An appointment this in the square he was about to head to, which is also under a Marian sign. Before leaving, he listened to a choir of children from Catholic schools who ended their performance with a Viennese New Year tradition, shouting instead of "Welcome New Year, welcome Holy Father." A gesture which drew a smile from the Pope, who clapped and chatted to the children briefly before driving by car to the house of the Salesian sisters, where a Pope mobile was waiting for him. One which would take him to the great Am Hof Square in the centre of Vienna, the Pope mentioned earlier, a square dominated by a bronze Marian column, representing Mary crushing evil creatures underfoot, symbolizing the Virgin's protection against war, plague, hunger and heresy. Yet another imperial landmark of great Catholic Austria. You can't avoid seeing them in this city centre. One commissioned 360 years ago by the Emperor Ferdinand III in thanksgiving for avoiding danger. And as Pope Benedict would later highlight, a sign of hope for us today, explaining how he'd chosen this first stop in his pilgrimage to Mariazell to reflect briefly on the significance of the Mother of God for Austria, past and present, her significance to each one of us. I particularly greet, he remarked, the young people and the representatives of the foreign language communities in the Archdiocese of Vienna, who will gather after this liturgy of the word in the church and will remain until tomorrow in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament.
Die nicht nur geografische und nationale Grenzen überwindet, sondern in der Person Marias auf eine ganz wesentliche Dimension des Menschen verweist, seine Fähigkeit, sich Gott und seinem Wort der Wahrheit zu öffnen.
Foreign language communities in Vienna are numerous, mostly from Eastern Europe, but also from the Philippines and the Middle East. One third of the priests here, too, are non-Austrians. And these communities were represented in the Am Hof Church, which stands in the square. Originally built in Gothic style and now far more Baroque-looking, it houses the Croatian Catholic community gathered here for this special occasion, together with Austria's bishops and faithful from right across the country. Airy and full of light, this church has a balcony from where Pope Benedict appeared to read his address. Actually, from the very place Pius VI blessed the crowds back in 1782 in the heady Habsburg days, when the first apostolic nunciature still stood there. The crowds in the square when the Pope arrived were drenched, among them young people from the Emmanuel community who greeted him in song, as young people do. And the Pope thanked everyone for waiting for him for hours under the rain. The morning ended on a more solemn note as Pope Benedict went literally round the corner in his Popemobile from the Am Hof Square, where the former medieval Jewish ghetto was once located, for a moment of remembrance to Vienna's Shoah Memorial. This memorial is a plain, reinforced, concrete, cube-looking monument designed by British artist Rachel Whitred. It was unveiled in 2005 and goes back to an initiative by Simon Wiesenthal. Grey marble at the base, engraved there are the names of the concentration camps, where 65,000 Jews lost their lives. The chief rabbi of Vienna greeted him there, together with the president of the Jewish community in Austria, Ariel Musikant.
I think that this gesture of the Pope to come and visit the memorial of the murdered 65,000 Austrian Jews is a very important gesture. And we do hope that the excellent relationships between the Jewish people in Europe and the Catholic Church will continue, and that the dialogue which has started several decades ago will continue, and that one day we will really also tangle the most critical parts of common history.
Ariel Musikant is president of the Viennese Jewish community, speaking there in that report by Veronica Scarisbrick, who is traveling with the Pope in Austria.